As you can hear, this is finger style. So I have the thumb pick. And if you need some picks on your index and middle finger, you can do that. If you have fingernails, those will work fine. We start off with... Now, this is an E7 chord, and I'm up in the 5th, 6th, and 7th frets. So I have my first finger on the 2nd string in the 5th fret. My 2nd finger is on the 4th string in the 6th fret. My 3rd finger is on the 3rd string 7th fret. And then my 4th finger is on the 1st string 7th fret. I'm muting, and the way I'm doing this is using the edge of my palm in my picking hand and laying it on the bass strings, right there where it meets the bridge. Now what you're hearing there is me hitting the 6th and 1st strings together, and then the 3rd string using my index finger. And then I'm going to play the 4th and 2nd strings together using the thumb and the index finger. And then I'll play the 1st string again using the middle finger. Then hit the 6th string again, and then the 4th string. Now, just a point here about Doc Watson. He does not use his middle finger. He does all of that with the index finger, which you can try that, but most people can get their middle finger to help them out. But, of course, the thumb is hitting the 6, 4, 6, 4, and then your index and middle get everything else. Then the 2nd measure is almost the same thing. It's just a different chord. This is an E diminished. And there's a couple ways you can get there. You can take the existing chords you have and slide every finger down one fret except the 1st finger. So that'll put your 2nd finger right on top of that 1st finger. And that's the way Doc Watson does it. The other way you would do it would be you would slide just your 3rd and 4th finger down a string, or fret rather, and then flip the other two fingers over to give you the 4th string, 5th fret with your 1st finger, and the 2nd string 5th fret with your 2nd finger. Same 4 notes, just different fingers. The picking pattern for the right hand is the same as what we did in the 1st measure. So you have 6 and 1, 3, 4 and 2 together, then 1, and then 6, and then 4. So these two measures sound like this. Okay, let's take a look at the next two measures.